Hi, Gary. Welcome. We've started the webinar, but we're going to wait for a few minutes. We need one more
Okay.
board member to establish a quorum.
Great. Gary, how are all your people knowing the feds are all shut down? We're doing fine, Kurt. Yeah, really, it doesn't affect us much. The VA is still good to go, so they're still doing payments and per diems and fees and all that stuff. And the DOD side of the house, I don't have any grants or anything from them. But Hill's doing fine. Dugway's a little bit more impacted with it, but now, obviously, the effect is, they've done the payments for the serving military members, but the DoD civilians who are working, they're still not getting paid.
Got it.
So, that's a little, but they're all there. I mean, those who are exempted are there and they're working, and those that aren't exempted, they're basically furloughed and at home. But as far as direct impact on our department, we don't have any direct impact on it.
Okay. I didn't know if you
Hi.
just like a lot of time you
Sorry, go
have the
ahead.
cross reference between the parties.
Yeah, no, it's. And I was just at that the Association of Defense Communities meeting. Obviously, it was a big topic.
Yeah, I believe it.
Mike is here and we've got a quorum, so we can go ahead and get
That's great.
started.
All right,
I'll
welcome everybody to the PID. For the Maida Mountain Village Public Infrastructure District. Thanks everybody for going here. I'm going to move right over to, well, Ashley, do you have to say some stuff before I get started?
can go ahead and read the
Yeah,
statement. I don't know how much it'll matter today since we don't have a lot to present, but I will go
do your
ahead.
statement and we'll go from there just to make
Great, thank
easy.
you. Good afternoon. Before we begin this public meeting, we would like to make a few reminders and recognize the following board members in attendance. We have our chair, Gary Harder. We have Kurt Krieg, and we have Mike Ostermiller with us. And for the time being, we'll excuse Carl McMillan and Nicole Cottle. Board members, we ask that you indicate your name before commenting or making a motion for the public record. If you are a Zoom attendee and need to present an agenda item, our staff will promote you as a panelist. A pop-up on your screen will appear and then click Join as Panelist. If you are presenting, please have your camera on. If you would like to make a comment during a public hearing portion of the meeting, please use the raise hand functionality and a staff member will unmute you when it is appropriate. With those reminders in place, I'll turn the floor over to Chair Harder to conduct today's meeting.
Thanks, Ashley. We'll go ahead right on to agenda item number two. The minutes were sent out, and I trust the board members have had an opportunity to look at those. And if that's the case, I would entertain a motion.
I motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Kurt. Mike Osmill, I see your second.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And I'll rule that passes unanimously. Thank you.
We'll go over to agenda item number three. Richard, I understand you're going to present that to us for the tax allocation bond series 2025.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Richard Catton, PIDS legal counsel. And what we have today is a public hearing. So you may remember that on October 14th, just over 2 weeks ago, the board met and adopted a parameters resolution for an upcoming proposed bond issue by the PID. It was for $60 million. And again, just to refresh your memory, we also have a authorization from the parameters resolution passed last October for $90 million. So altogether, we now will have a authorization to bond for up to $150 million, although that is not the projected bond amount. We always want some wiggle room in there in case the market changes, things like that. So it's projected that we'll probably borrow around $120 million in that neighborhood. At that meeting on the 14th, today's meeting and this time was set aside for a public hearing, and that's the only purpose today. There is nothing to vote on. So it was simply a public hearing to open up and hear any public comment that we may have on the proposal.
Mute. There we go. Thank you, Richard. Let me ask the board first. Does the board have any clarifying questions for Richard before I open it up for the public?
I do not have anything.
Kurt, Mike?
Nope, I don't. Sorry, I couldn't get off mute.
No,
sorry.
No, you were good. I was going to take your not coming off mute that you didn't have anything, so I appreciate that as well. With that, let me open it up to the public. Ashley, let me know if there's anybody who has jumped on to say they would like to make a comment about it.
Nicole is also here from the board, but I don't see any hands raised from any of the panelists or the attendees.
All right. Thank you, Ashley. So, Nicole, since I asked Mike and Kurt, do you have any comments on this as a board member? Any
no, sir.
Comments? Okay.
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Great. As Richard said, we're not taking any action today. We're just doing the public piece of that. So hearing none. Richard, let me ask you a question on it.
Sure.
Is this one where I needed to open it as a public hearing, to close it as a public hearing?
Yes, and I believe you did open it.
Okay, great. Okay.
And ask for comment, and you can ask for again if you'd like, or you can close it, whatever.
That's what I was going to, I just want to make sure that I got it correct for the minutes, that we follow the proper procedure. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Hearing no comments from the public, I'm going to close the public comment period, and then we'll move on to agenda item number four. And Richard, that's you again.
That is me also. This is something we were hoping to get on this agenda. We were working on it yesterday. It's not terribly time sensitive, and we want to make sure we get it right. So we're asking you to continue this to the next meeting rather than address it today.
That'd be fine. I know our sixth item, I'm going to just go down to number six just to talk about it. Do we have a proposed time when we would like to have our next meeting? Richard, let me come to you on that specifically.
Yeah, when would you look
for that to be the next meeting?
I would expect we would have a meeting maybe later in November or first part of December.
Okay, great. So we will have our next meeting of this PID following the overall MITA board meeting on the 17th. Is right. Okay. That's kind of where I was going.
I don't know if we need to have one prior to that.
I should have asked that question. My question was going to be, do we need to do one prior to the MITA board meeting on the 17th? And that's a no. So we will consider agenda item number four in abeyance until our next PID meeting, board meeting that we have.
Thank you.
All right. Then I'm going to go down the agenda item number five. Heather, executive director.
I have no comments today.
You got to say the weather's beautiful up here.
The weather is beautiful up here.
The weather is beautiful up here. It's not quite as nice as Nicole and I were just over in Monterey. I must say that, but it is a very, very beautiful fall day up here in the mountains. So let me just come back to the board. Does any of the board have any comments that they would like to make?
Not for me.
Okay, great. So then I am looking for a final motion.
I'll make
Move
the
to
motion
adjourn.
that we adjourn. Oh,
No,
Nate's either hot.
Nicole, you
Thank
can
you,
have
Nicole.
that. You
I beat you.
Nicole,
If
you can
I,
have that one. We
okay.
have a motion to adjourn. We've completed
Mr.
our.
Chair,
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to notice that I just noticed that Mr. McMillan is on. I just wanted to recognize that we have
Oh,
a full board.
we do. I'm sorry. I missed you too. I didn't notice that. Sorry, Carl. Carl, did you want to, you're on mute. Did you have any comments that you wanted to make today? We're still
He
showing you
indicated
muted.
no.
Okay, he indicated no. Okay, because we're still showing you muted. All right. Well, thanks for all the board for being able to jump on for this one. MIDA, the executive director working with the MIDA staff will establish when our next board meeting to do. We do have the motion from Nicole. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you. I'll rule that's passed unanimously. Thanks everybody for your attendance today.
Thank you. It's
Thank you.
2:11 and we're adjourned.